from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to eighth time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Are getting beat in Detroit. This ball hit deep to left field, all the way back and gone. Jeremy Pena hits that fastball well, and he hits it out to left field. The Astros take a 3-1 lead. Ground ball slowly hit. Yiner Diaz will flip it to Hader covering. Astros win 3-2. Josh Hader covering first base. Hopefully he's fine. He kind of ran awkwardly off the bag, but he makes the final out as the Astros get their 26th consecutive save from Hader, and they now lead the AL West by a game and a half, their biggest lead of the season.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert. Todd Callis right there, because I was about to ask you, Seth Payne, the question I ask you practically every morning since the beginning of July. Have you heard the good news? Have you heard the good news? Todd Callis just told you the good news. The Astros are up in the AL West by more than a game for the first time all year.
Mm.
Game?
Taste that sweet, sweet cushion. It's not a park cushion. Yeah.
Game and a half.
This is a lacy, frilly cushion. This is not your frat house farting in a pillow and shoving in your buddy's face cushion. No. This is a cushion.
It's a cushion.
Yeah.
Down feathers. Yes.
We have to, by the way, I'm bringing the positive reinforcement.
You bringing the ding
for this
today?
First segment. Because as the Astros take on a team where the Rays sport both a Caminero and a Caballero,
right?
This is going to be a dicey one because both those players had big moments
they
in the game.
Yes, they were involved.
Caminero, the rookie phenom, who had some really good plays defensively against the Astros. Caballero, this is the moment in the game where I was like, oh, please don't play down to the Rays. Please don't play down the Rays. Caballero hits just an easy, simple fly ball single for a base hit, and Chaz just kind of strolls up on the ball.
Yeah.
And Caballero just goes to second. And Chaz throws a non-contestable throw there to second. I got nervous there. I was like, all right, don't play down to these guys.
No.
And then they would go on, including Chaz himself, to do some really good things after that. I went to bed at the bottom of the ninth because I was really tired, and Josh Hader was coming in a save situation.
Mm.
And I felt like, yeah, we're good.
Automatic.
We got this.
Yeah.
So it was news to me that the Astros were a game and a half ahead of the Mariners in the division.
Yeah, because the Mariners really suck lately. They lost 15-1 to the Tigers last night.
15-1?
15-1. Old AJ
Hinch.
Is this
an exhibition game?
It feels like it, right? It's 15-1. So the Astros up a game and a half. 7-game winning streak. Yordan broke the scoreboard before the game. That was cool.
Yeah. You know, the thing about it is, it's not like that scoreboard, it's not like it's up in the third deck or anything. I guess it speaks to the velocity that he could do it with. Come on, Rays. Yeah. I know you're the cheapest team in the league, but come on. Dude, it's a scoreboard.
Lean
it's
into
2024. Baseball's hit that scoreboard. What the hell?
I choose to believe that that scoreboard was one of the most sturdy scoreboards in baseball, and it's just the power of Yordan, man. Power.
It's long renowned as the sturdiest scoreboard in baseball, and Yordan took it down.
Yordan strode to the plate on that Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, something flowery and poetic like that.
It was like John Henry beating the steam engine.
Exactly. Yes, what I'm thinking. You know? Yeah. Yes.
Your antiquated, your technology. If this was just an old school scoreboard like the Astros have the sense to do, mm-hmm. if it's going to get hit by baseballs, you put some tin out there. All right? Not with your fancy LED lights.
The thing I hate about the age we live in is I saw that, like most people probably did, on Twitter, and I saw the picture, and I'm like, okay, the person who posted that, it said, look what Yordan just did, I didn't know who it was. Like, the first three people that posted it, I didn't know who they were. So I'm like, now I got to text McTaggart to see if it was true, because you never know. Like, I don't want to retweet it and go, look what Yordan did, and everybody's like, hey, dummy. It just broke. Somebody, they were making a joke,
Did McTaggart do the old John McClane and say, check my Twitter feed?
No, he didn't.
I already tweeted about this.
No, he confirmed it.
You try to check John's Twitter feed and you got to scroll through 487 retweets before you get to the relevant.
Dude, it's so
That's
bad.
Like Aaron Wilson, too. Aaron's awesome. He breaks a lot of news and everything, but he breaks so much news and he puts so much out there that it's hard to, 10 minutes ago, he put something juicy out, but you got to scroll down through 58 posts to get to it.
The problem with, as you just pointed out, the problem with McClane is that he retweets everybody. So to find anything relevant that he himself tweeted is nearly impossible. Aaron tweets out the details of literally every NFL contract that's signed. Not just Texans, but like the Vikings will sign a practice squad offensive lineman and he's like, Joey Hassenpfeffer, right guard, 1 year, $1.25 million, game check bonus, 29th. $1,350.
And he has this encyclopedic memory where he'll say something to me like, well, yeah, the Texans had that Yemeni Chuches in camp three years ago in minicamp, and they didn't like him, but he went off, and now he's the third string quarterback for the I don't know. Okay,
it's
all right.
Remarkable. Yeah. It's remarkable. So speaking of remarkable, the Astros 7-game winning streak. Here's Joe Espada after last night's 3-2 win over the Rays.
A little, just urgency. There's fire. We. Running, we run down this finish line, and the guys are playing with urgency. There's a level of energy that I've seen this team do that before.
Bregman specifically, of course, just as far as the turnaround from his longstanding struggles, where he just looks like he's locked in and in the zone.
Big time.
That felt really good. Yiner just continues to show up.
Yep.
I mean, are we getting closer, Sean, to being comfortable, maybe thinking that this is just who Yiner is?
I'm comfortable with Yiner. My issue, and I know what you're alluding to, when you and I kind of went back and forth.
You basically spit on him.
I did not.
You did. You spit on his recent accomplishments and threw him under a bus.
That's not true. My concern with Yiner was as a cleanup hitter going into the postseason a couple of weeks ago, especially given the fact that you normally, if Kyle Tucker were healthy, you would have Kyle Tucker in that top four. So there's a big difference between healthy Kyle Tucker and what Yiner was at that time. Keep in mind, Seth, Yiner was hitting at that time, but not with the pop he's hitting with now. His OPS was still like in the 750s, and that was my concern, was that two things. One, Yiner is your cleanup hitter because there was no better alternative. I didn't have an issue with him hitting cleanup in that lineup because 5-9 stunk. My issue was if you get into the postseason and you're going against the Yankees and the Orioles and the Guardians and any other number of teams, is that your pop ends with Yordan Alvarez in the lineup. Yiner's hit with a lot more gusto lately, and so I've trusted Yiner since last year as a hitter. Dusty Baker was the one who didn't trust Yiner Diaz as a hitter. I just, as a cleanup hitter, was my concern with Yiner Diaz. He belongs in the lineup every day. Hell, not just belongs in the lineup every day. We can see last night he played first base. So they're rejiggering things to make sure his bat is in the lineup every
right,
day.
Right, right. And and he provided a dicey moment also with his defensive play at first place.
Yeah, the ball didn't even hit his glove when he went for the old scoop-a-loop there.
He also, you know, and there was a, I don't think it was an error, but it ended up being an out, but it could have been a double play where, you know, he had a line drive right into his groin area and could have, you know, could have ended an inning right there. Yeah. But yeah, but you're exactly right. This, his bat is worth it.
Yeah.
Since June 1st, our young Yiner Diaz has had an OPS of 900.
Yeah.
June 3rd. From June 3rd until now.
Yeah.
So I guess that was the first game in June.
Okay.
That he played. 900 OPS, 345 batting average. That's pretty good, Sean. That's
really good.
That's what Altuve always shoots for, 300, 900.
I am Team Yiner, no doubt.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It'll be interesting. Look, I would love to have this problem. The batting order, if Tucker comes back, will be kind of interesting to see, because Yiner's kind of, as you pointed out, kind of started to acclimate himself in that spot on the line. And the question's getting asked quite a bit lately about Yiner. Like, he's in a big spot in this lineup because he's the one protecting Yordan Alvarez. You know, Yiner hitting the way he is makes it way more dicey for teams to just throw four balls in the dirt to Yordan Alvarez, you know?
Right,
you know,
right.
So that's...
Yeah.
Big role for him. Big role for you.
That was, as much as it's hard to muster up hatred for the Rays, right at the get go, Boz goes high and inside
Dude.
To Altuve, almost takes
Chin
his
music,
head off,
man. Yeah,
like a Pez dispenser.
Yeah, that was,
and not a little tip of the cap,
nope.
or put his hand up or anything to Altuve. Just turned around, went back and threw him three balls in a row. I think he was a little scared of him at that point.
Yeah, man.
And that would have been an awesome home run if Altuve had
been hit one there.
Yeah, I think he flied out on that one. He popped up, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Kikuchi last night?
Oh, Kikuchi.
Yeah.
He of the sub 2.0 ERA at this point, for sure, right?
2.27 since he became an Astro.
2.7? Oh, okay.
2.7. Yeah, here are his numbers since he became
What I meant to say was sub 2.8 ERA since he counted. Still pretty good.
Yeah.
Still pretty good.
Three starts, 16 and two-thirds. He's pitched 16 and two-thirds innings. 2.70 ERA. He's got a whip of under one, which is walks, hits per innings. Guys you put on base, he's putting less than one guy on base per inning, which is really good. And then the thing that was the calling card, the thing that Dana Brown pointed to and everybody was saying, why did you give up Lopervito and Bloss? He's striking out nearly 13 guys per nine innings right now.
Yeah.
Which
is Kikuchi,
what he does.
Is Kikuchi just seems, by all reports, to be just in heaven.
Yes, he loves it here.
Because he's in this environment where he's getting all this input and everything, and he works his butt off, all that. They're just gushing about him on the broadcast last night yet again. Kikuchi will be, as the Astros' first Japanese pitcher, I think. This is our conduit, Sean. This is the This is a conduit to where, just as we did with Cuba,
yeah,
we become the destination for Japanese
through
pitchers.
Kikuchi, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, Kikuchi will be like our La Peña. Whatever, I don't know. Have we picked out a nickname for Kikuchi yet? Has anybody put a good one out there?
Well, some people probably have. A lot of people are having fun with
this. Are you afraid they're
going to
be
name.
Politically incorrect nicknames?
No, no. Kikuchi is a very easily nicknameable last name for a lot of folks who like to chuckle at, you know, sophomoric genitalia jokes.
What's that old show tune from The Music Man? Kikuchi, Kikuchi, Kikuchi.
I have no clue on this one.
He is hard to get. You don't know?
Nope, I don't.
You didn't used to have to drive around in a Chevy Citation in winter with the windows rolled up as your father, who is a volunteer bassist for the high school musicals, would listen to the soundtrack of The Music Man over and over again as he chain smoked Marlboros with the windows rolled up.
You know what's weird?
You don't have that memory just scorched into your brain.
You know what's weird? The exact same thing happened to me, except my dad just played a different instrument. He was a keyboardist. It was the exact same thing.
Oh, really?
No. Okay.
Hard to play in a Chevy Citation.
A little dangerous.
Yeah.
So Astros went 7 in a row. And a game and a half up on the Mariners. And yeah, this Yusei Kikuchi trade, man. So far, so good. Tonight will be interesting. Like, of all the guys lately, Seth, you know, they're going to get Verlander back here soon. Ronel Blanco is the one right now who, if you do the old, you know, the old last five game log thing on Baseball Reference, everybody else looks good. Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Eric Geddy, Kikuchi. Ronel Blanco is the one where the wheels are a little wobbly right now. So he's tonight. So we get a good start out of Blanco, and everything's copacetic. So,
I'm about to do the best live read for Trajan Wealth in the history of live
reads. That's a tease right there. Seth's teasing live reads.
I can't wait until they review this. You know, they have to review all of these for Securities and Exchange Commission compliance. This one's going to have the compliance officer. I imagine it's like an angry old lady, but still, she's going to chuckle at this one.
Okay, up next, Seth speaks for Trajan Wealth. up next, practice report. Man, I'm going to give a superlative out for yesterday's practice that I'm having a hard time describing. We'll get to that. We'll hear from why practicing in the middle of the day in August, D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico Ryans explains. We'll have that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.